Pawama Westphalia at their own 17-yard line, a minute 53 left in the game.
Well, the dagger's been delivered now. That pick six puts this game very, very much so out of reach. But Pawama Westphalia going to air it out here as best they can and make something happen.
Minute 53 left in the ball game, 31-14, 17-point lead. Nuremberg rolling to his right to pass. It's complete to number 10, Dylan Smith. He has the first down, still on his feet at the 35-yard line. Finally brought down right there, an 18-yard gain on the reception from Nuremberg. Moves the chain, stops the clock momentarily at a minute 45.
And Nick Hessling getting in on that tackle.
And just an update for those curious, Keith Messing was not able to get his hot dog today for the Harbor Beach coaching staff, but he says nothing more than salmon, pasta, and pasties, everything else next week as they're taking on Ishmael. As this run gets out by number 21, A.K. Keish out to the 40-yard line for a 4-yard gain, 6 yards to go with a minute 20 left in the game.
Tackle made by Harbor Beach's own 21, Devin Lemansky.
Harbor Beach keeps everyone's fairly close to the line except for number 10, Josh Shelke. He's back at their own 40-yard line, about 20 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Nuremberg rolling to his right to pass. Here comes pressure. Nothing open. Finally gets rid of it. It is caught by number 10 again, Dylan Smith, at the 48-yard line for an 8-yard catch. Moves the chains, first and 10 for Pawama Westphalia with now 52 seconds left. Clock stop for the time being.
Tackle made there by number 2, Travis Essemaker. That would be his 5th of the evening.
Be sure to listen to the WLAW Sports post-game show with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Mike Meisner. Numbers brought to you today by Doug Cole and Kayla Carson. First and 10, right to left across your radio, receiver wide each way in the I formation. Pitch out to number 21, A.K. Keish, for no gain on the far sideline at the 48-yard line of Pawama Westphalia. 36 seconds left now as he went out of bounds right there, stopping the clock. More than likely, we'll see one, maybe two more plays, and that's going to be all said and done.
Yeah, I think Pawama Westphalia here might air it out a couple more times and run it just to get the clock all taken care of there. Just too big a deficit here to get back into this game now.
Harbor Beach, if this score sticks, which it should, will be going home with their second straight regional title. Third straight time being in regionals here. 2011 fell short to Sagan Novelle, the eventual state champion. And this one's a handoff right up the middle, tackled by number 63 of Harbor Beach,
Jacob Shoemaker.
A.K. Keish, the ball carrier, out for about 4, maybe 5 yards, brings up a third down, 4 yards to go now, with 15 seconds left. Nuremberg's going to get more than likely one more playoff here as he gets the word. They're coming up to the line as the Harbor Beach sidelines start to celebrate. The fan base on their feet, celebrating once again another regional title. 3 seconds left to get the playoff, and it's a handoff right up the middle to number 27, Dustin Smith. And this one's in the books, folks. Harbor Beach brings home their second straight regional title, 31-14, taking out a traditional and storied program of Pawama Westphalia. Harbor Beach now moves on to the state semifinals with a record of 11-1. Final score here, Pawama Westphalia 14, Harbor Beach 31 with a 17-point victory. When we return, we'll have your WLAW Sports post-game show with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mike Meisner, as well as a post-game interview with Troy Shelke, all in the moments to come. Right here on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Harbor Beach 31, Pawama Westphalia 14.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond now through December 31st. Find rebates up to $1,000 on select 2013 Polaris ATVs and Ranger side-by-sides. Ball Equipment is giving an extra special push on 2013 Sportsman 400 and 500 models with a $400 Polaris rebate. Tis the season for Polaris giving at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. So hurry on over to Ball Equipment for great quality Polaris products at affordable incredible prices. Financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months and 5.99% for 60 months. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event going on now. Save on Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and Polaris accessories. Plus, you'll also find other great savings at prices you can afford. But don't wait or you'll miss out. Call or stop in and see what Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond can do for you. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rebates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Listening to WLAW Sports postgame show as Harbor Beach takes home the victory by 17 points, 31-14. Dave Hansen, your thoughts?
Well, let me start with the scoring plays of the second half. Fandel had a short touchdown reception. The quarterback, Nuremberg, ran it in for 2 points to make this game 17-14 in favor of Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach responded with an Eli Kraft 5-yard touchdown run. The key play there was the pass interference on third down to extend that drive. The extra point was good, giving Harbor Beach a 24-14 point lead, 10-point lead, excuse me. Then as Pauwama West Philly trying to air it out, get back into the game, an overthrow led to an Eli Kraft interception return for a touchdown. The ensuing Nick Hessling extra point was good, and that would end up being your final 31-14 Harbor Beach regional champions over Pauwama Westphalia.
We are awaiting a post-game interview with Troy Schalke with Mike Meisner, who will be talking to us in just a second here. But let's take a look at, as far as the offensive stats for both teams. Pauwama Westphalia ends up the game with 44 plays of rushing the ball for 198 yards, 27 plays passing for 144. So altogether, 71 plays they're able to rip off for 342 yards. Throwing 5 plays of special teams for 40 yards for an overall 76 plays, 382 all-purpose yards, 4 penalties for 50 yards, which was really a big factor in this game.
It was, because they did lead to extended drives, and they also, almost all of them led to extended drives and not necessarily slowing them down. But that was a big-time key, but the yards for Pauwama Westphalia, very high. 340 yards is a lot of yards for against this Harbor Beach defense.
As far as Harbor Beach goes, 37 plays rushing the ball for 162 yards, 11 plays passing for 151 yards, so together 48 plays of offense for 313 yards, 3 plays in special teams for 89 yards, for altogether 51 plays for 402 all-purpose yardage, 5 penalties for 25 yards. As the Harbor Beach coaching staff now walking over to Mike Meisner, who has our post-game interview with the head coach, the helmsman of the Pirates, for 17 years now and 2 straight regional titles. into the hands of Troy Schelke. Mike Meisner is standing by with him. Mike, take it away.
Are we good, Clark?
We are ready and fiery.
Okay, Coach, first off, congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
Second straight regional title, chasing a second.